Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Lebanese security forces may have made a breakthrough in the fight against ISIS. They've detained at the Lebanese border two people traveling on what Lebanon says were forged papers. Reportedly, one of them is a wife of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Is Lebanon suddenly in this fight? Is this detention a political hot potato that Lebanon would rather avoid right now? Or does someone suddenly have leverage against the man who wants to be seen as the most dangerous man to the non-Muslim world? Ben Hubbard is in Beirut and covering this for our partner, The New York Times. Ben, welcome.
Thank you.
In Lebanon, how much would you say the entire instability in Iraq and Syria, the ISIS phenomenon, has bled into Lebanon? Taking this step certainly indicates the Lebanese are very concerned about ISIS right next door.
Well, I wouldn't say that the ISIS problem has sort of threatened the security of the entire country. I mean, it's definitely something that has had a serious security effect on certain parts of the country. I mean, I think the most dangerous stuff that we've seen has been in a small town called Arsal, which is very close to the Syrian border, and there were, you know, large clashes there between militants, some of them associated with ISIS and some of them not, but against Lebanese forces. So the problem there has been going on for quite a while. But that's a very much a direct spillover from Syria. And then we've also had some clashes in the northern city of Tripoli, where you've had sort of long running problems with Islamic militancy inside the city. And those seem to have taken a bit more of the ISIS character recently, although it's always hard to tell how much people carrying the ISIS banner are actually associated officially, have any kind of official ties with the larger jihadist organization, or whether or not they're just kind of picking up the brand name.
Assuming that al-Baghdadi cares about his wife and this daughter in custody, subject to DNA tests, I gather, would the Lebanese attempt to extract some concessions on its own with ISIS, or will the holding of this wife and daughter be something of larger concern to the people fighting ISIS, including the United States?
Well, I think we need to be very careful about getting ahead of ourselves. I mean, we still have no official statements from any Lebanese body saying that they have this person and that she is who they say they is. What we have are a number of security officials who have spoken to various media outlets off the record, all on condition of anonymity, claiming that they have a wife of Baghdadi, and then one of her offspring. We've had officials tell us that this was a son. I know that some of the other outlets have reported that this is a daughter. So there's a lot here that we don't know. And, you know, there's been various all kinds of speculation that, you know, maybe they were divorced, or maybe this is a former wife, an ex-wife, something like that. And I think the larger issue, I mean, what this really reflects is that, I mean, even though this guy has become, you know, he's now the leader of, you know, the most powerful jihadist organization in the world, we have very, very spotty information on who exactly he is, and we know very, very little about his life. I mean, he's not been seen in public, as far as we know, since July, when he drove into the city of Mosul in Iraq and gave a sermon in which he declared himself the caliph or the leader of the world's Muslims. There's even some debate among people who study ISIS about how important he is as a commander, about whether he is, you know, actually the man pulling the strings and making the calls, you know, more in a kind of hands-on way, that, or I guess more than in an oversight role like we would have seen with Osama bin Laden. And there are other people who think that maybe he's just a figurehead and that you have kind of a council of other people working underneath him who are actually planning the battles and deciding strategy. But what it all comes down to is we just really don't know. We really don't know very much about this guy. And we certainly don't know anything about his wives or children. We have no idea how many times he's been married. That could be under Islam, it could be anywhere between one to four wives. But we don't know. We don't know any of their names or nationalities. And so there's just really a lot more information that we need before we can try to figure out how, you know, this arrest may play into kind of the wider issue of dealing with the Islamic State.
Ben Hubbard, a reporter for The New York Times based in Beirut. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you.